morning, everybody, and welcome back. Sorry, I couldn't do any recording last week. Actually, I tried, but I had some technical issues. I hope this time is going to be better. Today's workout is not as hard as some others that we've had recently, and this is the last one of a long block where we were going from hard to harder workout. Starting next week, we'll start a new block, as I explained on the WhatsApp group. So today is not going to be that hard, I'd say, compared to what you've endured so far. It's 58 TSS in 1 hour or 5, so that's around 55 TSS for 1 hour of effort, which is, I would qualify it as mellow compared to what you've been through recently. So the workout is composed of mainly four blocks of 5 minutes at 92% FTP, with 5 minute rest at 40% FTP. So 92% is high. We're really in a sweet spot region, but the recovery is relatively long as the work interval, and is relatively easy at 40%. So as always, you can use the ERG mode, remove it, or you can decrease your FTP figure or percentage on Companion or directly on Swift. So as always, I hope you came prepared, that you had a look at the workout, trying to imagine what the graph means and reading the text. Remember that one of the main skills that they want you to work today on is your cadence, which should be low during the effort, 60 to 70. So it's a bit slower than what would happen in real life, except if you're on a hill, and that's why they call it hill repeats, because it's to simulate what happens in hills. So the warm-up is pretty mellow. It's 20 minutes from 35 to 85% progressive. So I guess that will allow me to put across some messages, because you will not be suffering as much as some in some other warm-up that you have had to face before. So today I want to do several simulations, let's say worst case scenario simulations during the race. You know, the more you get prepared, the more lucky you get, or the luckier you get, or the more you are prepared, the luckier you are. Meaning by that, you know, as you know, a lot of bad things can happen during races, but if you are mentally prepared, if you have if you have envisioned it in your mind before, and you've lived the emotions that you might live in the real world, and you had found solutions to the issue, if you've done that in training over and over, then on race day, if something happens really bad, then you're probably going to be able to handle it much better, with more presence and less panic. And that can make a difference. That can be the difference between DNF and finishing the race successfully with losing a minimum time and as a result reaching your ultimate objective. So visualization, I talked about it many, many times, everybody talks about it, but let me repeat the essential thing is like visualization is not just seeing things in a dream state or with closed eyes, it's actually feeling the thing, feeling the event, leaving the emotions that you would leave, and that is, it is proven that it is the best way to actually have an impact on your attitude and behavior. If you're just visualizing something like you're visualizing a movie and you don't feel very much part and parcel of the movie, then your brain is not gonna change. And the idea here is really to change your brain in a good way. You probably heard about neuroplasticity, which is something that was discovered by scientists 10-15 years ago, which I would say it always shocks me that it is a discovery, because to me it is obvious. So basically what neuroplasticity says is that at any age, under any circumstances, you can still rewire your brain with new paths. And that means that you can change your thoughts, your behaviors, your attitude, your beliefs. And you can even actually do that purposedly through exercises. So basically what happens is when you have a habit, is like there's a very strong neuronal pathway that is created in your mind and that gets grow bigger and bigger, that grow bigger and bigger and or deeper and deeper, and that becomes your automatic response. That will become your way to deal with a situation. And it's if you don't react, this is the thing you're gonna do automatically. So for example, if someone says something that triggers something in you that is pretty sensitive, you will get angry at them, for example, in a very automatic manner. Now, the cause is not lost. You can rewire your brain and decide to react in a different way, or not react, by the way, which would be even better. So neuroplasticity discoveries are actually pretty optimistic, I mean pretty positive in a sense that nothing is set forever. You can always change for the better, also for the worse, by the way, but you can always improve. So if you think that you're a loser, for example, and in some days, on some moments, or on some topics, you probably all think a little bit that we are in, not in everything, but that can happen. Well, you can rewire your brain by visualizing a different outcome, a different way to think, and actually completely change your view of yourself. This rewiring can happen two ways. It can happen like just sometimes the rewiring just happen with just one event, like a very dramatic one, not necessarily positive, by the way. But imagine you win a race and suddenly you realize, well, actually, I'm not such a loser. That would be an obvious example. But sometimes even a very negative impact, like an accident or something like that, can change you in a better way. So that's I would say that's a one-off event that triggers new passes in your brain, and the emotion associated to it is so strong that this new pass becomes your natural neuronal pass. So that's one way to do it. The other way is just to create and train and make sure you take this pass over and over. And that's what, this is a very interesting skill, very useful skill that I'd like you to experiment and maybe keep it in your toolbox for future racing. And that's definitely something that personally I've been experimenting, and that helps a lot. So what we're going to do is we will use this 4 interval and 5 recovery intervals to work on different scenarios. Try to create new positive pathway in your brain. Now, obviously, you're not going to change your neuronal pathway in just one training session, as I said. There are cases where neuronal pathway can change just with one event, but they are usually very strong and unique, and I don't expect that to happen on a Thursday morning on Swift with me booking you through some very basic exercises. But if you work on that over and over on a regular basis, then you will create new pathways. Another way you can use also is to write down, once we're done with today's exercise, maybe in the coming 2-3 hours after, is to write down the visualization that you want to create, that you've been trying to create during the workout, and maybe think about the 4 scenarios I'm going to talk about and that you're going to train on, and try to figure out what would be your ideal reaction to these scenarios, and write down what would be the action, but also obviously what would be the emotions associated to them. So either you have a successful session in terms of visualization, and then you only have to write down what happened and try to make sure you relieve this visualization over and over, or if you kind of a bit struggle to visualize what I'm talking about in this session, then try to find sometimes and write down what would be the ideal scenario in case nothing really significant or interesting happens to you while you're writing. No, it's funny because we tend to train a lot our body for all kinds of things. When you're training for Ironman or for any triathlon or any sports event, so we basically remind our body usually every day or almost every day that we need to be fit. Then when we get to another level, I would say, then you do the same with your nutrition, and you make sure your body gets accustomed to a certain type of nutrition that you're hoping, that you are planning to use during races. So that's another level of preparation. But the next stage, and I think that's where sports science is going to make the biggest breakthrough, and they are actually already starting, because you can find more and more information about it everywhere now. It's the last rage. It's really about, you know, mind training and find the right sessions that you could use in training so that you become stronger in racing. You know, we all have our genetic background. We all have our small injuries that might prevent us to increase the number of hours, or we might all have a life actually beyond sport that puts some limit on our training. So it's perfectly understandable that, you know, we cannot all train 20, 25 hours a week, and actually, even if we could, we wouldn't. I know in my case, if really I wanted to, I would probably organize myself to be able to do that. But I'm not that interested. But very few of us have that luxury of being able to have a flexible timetable. But mind training doesn't take time, actually. And that's a big thing. It's like you can put hours of mind training without having impact on your job or on your family time, because it can and it should be done while you're training. So you're not adding extra hours. It can also be done when you're driving your car or when you're taking the MTR. Transport is definitely a good time to do it. So instead of rushing on your phone, you can try to make some time for visualization. But the funny thing is, although it's fully accessible almost anytime on your own at least, very few athletes actually do that. And with the smartphone and everything, I doubt actually athletes are doing it more than they used to. But the knowledge is here, the skill set, we tend to know more and more how visualization works, for example, but as much as any other mind training exercises. And in spite of that, very few people do it. If you want to change a behavior, a habit, you have to start with a thought. The thought is really the beginning of a change of pattern. So using your thought to visualize is just the first step of a change of behavior. So let's start elaborating some scenarios. Let's start with the first one, which is a real one. Happened to me many times. So, you know, you've been training for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, like a monk almost. And then you get to a race, and it's 2-3 days before the race. And then you have a mechanical issue. Your Shimano Di2 doesn't work anymore, or your power meter is out of order, or your bloody wheel that was perfectly working before is now touching the brake, so you know you're gonna ride basically with the brake on if you don't do anything. this kind of horrible scenarios. Well, I'd like you to start thinking about the positive attitude you could have. I don't want you to think about the potentially panicky reaction you would have. I personally am convinced I have destroyed one of my races because I got obsessed with my power meter, which wasn't working, and I spent basically half of my last 2 days at the expo trying to fix it, which is in hindsight completely silly because, you know, it wasn't like I would be slowed down by a brake that is touching the wheel or something like that. It was really like I became obsessed, possessed by this ridiculous issue, and I couldn't extract myself from it. But for the visualization's sake, I want you to start thinking about a positive scenario. So something crap happened to your bike before the race, and I want you to imagine yourself staying calm. Analyzing the situation, you know, using your mind in a good way. Keep that clarity of mind, that presence. Don't get overwhelmed. And then because you stay calm, you start finding solutions. One of the solutions may be meeting your friend who has always some spare parts or a lot of experience or who is himself pretty good at mechanics. So I want you to picture yourself one morning seeing that pretty crap technical issue on your bike, knowing that the race is the day after. And I want you to feel that you're in control. You may feel that rush of panic, but straight away you take over. You use some kind of technique, maybe a breathing technique, or maybe you just get out on the terrace, or you go for a walk 5 minutes in nature. You do something that calms you down. And then you feel that you're able to calm you down, to calm yourself down. And then you list what you could do. Call that technical friend. Go to the expo, but not in a rush. You know, go at the time where you know there are less people, where you know you're not going to be exposed to scorching heat, or when you know where most of your friends from your club will be there and might have a solution. I want you to figure out that you're so calm that you can also find solution out of the box. You know, it doesn't have to be the expo. There might be some other bike shops. So you're looking on internet and you find another bike shop, and then you have a friend with a car who brings you there, or you use your own car. Or if it's not a mechanical that's going to slow you down, but it's just an issue like, as I said, something like the power meter, but if you train well, you should be able to ride without a power meter because your coach told you to train by feel in certain sessions. That's what I would do. All right, so you're going to start the first 5 minutes at 92%. Sorry. So you run. Remember, the cadence should be slow. don't get caught in the spin of death. So never go under 60. If you do, you must force yourself to accelerate again. It's okay if you go up to 80, 85 just for a while. You may need to relaunch, you know, relaunch your body, your machine. And then you can go down to 60, 70 or whatever Swift tells you to do. So I want you to figure out this situation. Tomorrow is a race. You got a mechanical. And you stay very calm. You really have that feeling of calmness. Like, I got this. I'm going to find a solution. Positivity. Also, being able to take some insight and have that emotional buffer that prevents you from panicking or going all over the place. And while you have that buffer, because you train for it, because you've seen yourself tens of times in training, because you've repeated the scene like a player in a movie, so I'll let you with your visualization exercise. Come back to you in a few minutes. Almost there. All right. Good job, everybody. So once the workout will be finished, you will have done 20 minutes at sweet spot, which is an okay workout, but not a killer one. So I want you to imagine another scenario now. So it's race morning, and the weather is really not what you wanted it to be. You're really not what you expected. So whatever the scenario you're most afraid of, this is the one I want you to work on. So imagine, for example, the sea is, if you hate the cold, very cold. Or even with the wetsuit, or very wavy, or very windy, and you know that you can see that the buoys are getting blown away, and you might have to swim more than you're supposed to. Or the water looks really murky. Something like that. Another option would be the swim is cancelled and swimming is your strength. Panic. You have all your plans you have to change, you know, your nutrition on the bike, everything has to change suddenly. And everybody around you is getting nervous and you can feel this anxiety everywhere around you, and it's taking you. Are you? The rain is falling so much, so incredibly hard, that you're afraid that you're gonna be in trouble on the bike. Or it's so windy that you know that the place on the bike course where crosswind is very famous and for being a killer, and everybody's around you saying, oh my gosh, is this place going to be horrible? And then you think about your choice of wheels, and you chose very deep dish, 808, 1080, something like that from Zip. And you know that there's a risk that your wheels will be taken by the wind. So I want you to immerse yourself in this kind of atmosphere. People around you are very nervous. There's even someone crying. Other people try to crack jokes, but you can feel the anxiety. Now, I want you to, it's not a repetition, it's not a repeat, because it's a repetition in advance, but like I want you to feel the emotions that you want to feel that morning. Not the emotion that you might feel if you're not trained. Not the emotion of panic or anxiety like everybody else. No. I want you to feel like I'm not affected by all this jitter around me. You know, I'm trained. If it's hard for everybody, if it's hard for me, it's going to be hard for everybody. And this is actually probably an opportunity to thrive, because I'm less nervous than the others. And actually you feel so well in your shoes that you're actually talking to your competitors and you encourage them and you're trying to make sure they stay calm. You're so strong on your base that you're actually trying to help the others. And you have a smile on your face. And not a vicious smile thinking, the swim is horrible, but I don't care, I'm the fastest swimmer in the bunch. Not that kind of smile, but just smile like, okay, well, it's not in my hands, The only thing I have in my hands is my attitude. So you're now riding harder, I know that. Try to figure out what you would want to leave, the type of emotion, the ideal behavior you would want to have if something like that happens during a race, or before a race, sorry, before the race starts. Okay, we're getting there. Almost finished. All right, well done everybody. So we've analyzed the scenario that would be one day before the race and the morning of the race, and we've done some visualization in the past about something that I really don't like is like when I get passed on the bike by groups of people drafting. So I wanted to use another visualization today, which is I've also lived a couple of times. And that really triggered a behavior and a mindset that wasn't conducive to any success at all, that on the contrary was very negative, and that multiplied and amplified the effect of what was happening. Namely, I want you to imagine that it's pretty hot out there, and you miss an aid station. You're on the bike. And it's very crowded, and you judge that the risk of trying to get a bottle of liquid is too big. And to avoid a potential crash, you just skip the aid station. Now, what you didn't know or what you forgot, for want of being present, in fully present, or for want of preparation, is that the next aid station is in 30K, but because there's a couple of hills thrown in it, you won't get liquid before 1.5 hours, something like that, and it's hot. And you thought you had a full bottle of water, but you just checked and it's not the case. So all these stories that I'm telling you are things that happened to me, and I don't want to insist on the negative way to react, because on the contrary, I want to ensure in your mind the proper way to deal with this situation. But anyway, let me tell you that in my case, quickly, let me tell you that I got really worried. Because I knew very, very well that I would be in trouble, maybe cramping, not being able to eat because I didn't have anything to drink, and if I were to eat, I would probably have difficulty digesting it. So that was a given, but I made the thing much, much more complicated than it was by hating myself. And by basically, while I was riding away, several kilometers away from it, my mind had stayed at the aid station. So my bike was progressing toward the next goal, but my mind was just stuck forever at what I did or didn't do at the aid station. So I want you to imagine that, you missed that aid station and you know the next expectation is in a long, long way. And you know it might have some effect on your body and performance. But I want you to think ahead. You screwed up. I don't want you to dwell too much on it. I want you to really forget about it. You have that thought that might come to you like you screwed up, but then you get that thought and you think, well, this is not helping me. It's not the kind of thought that's helping me. Calling myself names, stupid, it's not gonna bring me anything, and it's not gonna bring me more water anyway. So I want you to picture yourself having the right attitude once again. And the right attitude is just taking the right kilometer by kilometer, bits by bits. Being present. Try to maintain the power on the pedals. Try to maintain your pedal stroke, just being 100% immersed into your riding. Making sure that your mind is not traveling in the past. making sure that your mind is not saying negative things about yourself. So you remain in control, or if you can't control your thought, you know, you remember, we always talk about the same thing. Your thoughts appear and you observe them. And you just don't get carried away by them. So, I'm not telling you to try to bury your thoughts, because they would come back 10 times stronger. I want you to figure out that your thoughts are actually dissolving because you're not getting carried away by them. And you're fully focused on your writing. Talk to you in 4 minutes. And remember that today is a cadence and strength day. So do what Swift is telling you to do. All right, we're almost there. Okay, good job. We're going to do the fourth and final exercise, visualization exercise. I'm not one of the believers in positive thinking, in a sense that it's not because you have imagined yourself running the marathon effortlessly, and that you're crushing it and you're passing on your competition. It's not because you've been thinking that millions of times that this is what's going to happen. I'm more in the tendency of thinking that, you know, you can actually influence a lot the outcome of a race, but by working on your mindset when things actually turn out not to work like you hope they will. Because we all know that in an Ironman this will happen several times. And usually it's amplified at the end of a race, especially during, obviously, the marathon. So I want you to imagine that you are right now walking the marathon. You're vomiting a couple of times, nothing is getting in, you know that cannot eat or absorb anything, you know that you're going to be low on energy very soon, and actually you can already feel it. And you start to have this self-defeating thoughts, feeling miserable for yourself. I can't believe this, you know, you're in denial first. I trained so much. I can't believe this is happening. And another stage would be feeling miserable for yourself. That's so unfair. I've done everything I was supposed to do. Why is this happening to me? And then you feel like giving up. You know, your hotel is just there. All these kind of thoughts do happen. And I don't want to deny it. But we can get prepared for that and minimize their impact by not being carried away again by this talk, by this chatter in your mind. So let's assume that you are walking and it's really not what you train for. You know, you're not implementing the run-walk strategy. This is just a walk that you don't want to do, but your body is just forcing you to do it. But you're in control. You know, you're not resisting the negative thoughts. They are just coming up. But you're focused on listening to your body. You know, we've made some exercises on that lately. You know, listen to your legs, listen to your stomach, listen to your back, and you are really doing a body scan of your body. What does my body need right now? Do I need to eat more or less? Do I need to drink more or less? Is my back completely tense? Am I running like a robot? Do I need to stretch? You know, you can always walk, stop at the side of the road and stretch for 1 minute. That may actually save you the race. But if you're not present, again, if you're the object of a tornado of sorts, you won't have the presence to do the right stretching, the right stretches, or to get the right food, or to do whatever you need to feel better. Maybe you just need a mental boost. Maybe you need to high-five a few people. Maybe you got that skill at the side of the road that is begging for a high-five. And in normal times, maybe you would think, well, I don't have time for that. You know, I'm an Iron Man. whatever. Well, right now, this is what you need. You need that human touch. So just go and high five and thank. Thank that kid, thank the volunteers. All right, last 5 minutes of effort. Remember low cadence. It's all about pretending you're on a hill. But you stay seated. So I want you to imagine that, yes, situation is tough. You walk. This is not what you train for. But you manage to channel your mind not to positive thinking in a sense that it's okay, I'll be fine. No, just more like use your brain for finding the solution to act promptly, find the right thing to do. And I want you to figure that you are actually doing that. I want you to feel that you've managed to maintain your heart rate under control, you know, no panic attack, and you're just analyzing in a very cold way all the options to get better. I want you to see yourself using these angels that brings you back to where you should be. It may be long breathing out. It may be thinking about your why. You know, I talked about the why many times. Why you're here. That could give you a lot of energy back. So let's think about it for 3 minutes before concluding. Alright, we're getting close to the end. Keep that low cadence. Well done, everybody. One more in the bag. We're remember that starting from next week, we're going to start a new block of training. Very different. And if we stay, if you guys, girls, stay with us for the next 6 months, you're going to be able to experiment what a real structure planning is, periodized plan. As you will see that we're going to work on different abilities at different times of the year. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please refer to the WhatsApp message I sent recently. I think Tuesday or something like that, or Monday, where I explain the big, the general guidelines. So coming back to what I said in the beginning, you know, we have our these neuronal pathways that we have created along the years, decades, that our brain naturally will follow, because that's what it is used to doing. But at any age, with some practice, you can create new pathways in your brain, and you can transform these new pathways, small roads in the beginning, into highways through repetition, little by little, over time. That's why visualization is so powerful, because it actually creates, or it helps create new attitude and behavior even without actually doing the thing. But you are just, you know, creating a neuronal path that if it happens in life, then you've already lived it, so you're gonna just do what you've been thinking about, what you've been living through visualization. But that, again, only work, that's what science says, if you have lived the emotion, if you really felt deeply the emotion that you're supposed to feel. Any good athlete will tell you that they use some form of visualization. And I invite you to try to use this tool often as you can. And now imagine, because we cannot predict everything, imagine that today you were thinking that you had a rough swim, you know, right before the race, you discovered the swim's going to be rough, and you, in a normal day, you would panic, and you work on this today. Now imagine on race day, something completely different from this happened. For example, it's a bike that is windy, and you didn't prepare your mind, because you cannot prepare for every scenario. While you can always use what you've learned for your scenario, the one you worked on the ones you worked on, and attach them, and thinking, okay, well, okay, if the swim is rough, then I remember the attitude I should have, because I worked on it, and I repeated it many, many times. If it happens that it's actually the bike that is rough, well, you can always anchor yourself into your rough swim visualization and use it. So it's more ingraining the right attitude, the right behavior in your mind, than actually trying to pre-live what may turn out to be the reality, because, you know, we cannot predict everything. But it's just getting to that mindset, that quiet mindset, that will help you on race day. So we're over now. So thanks for showing up, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and let's talk again next week. Bye and have a good day. And don't forget, if you liked what we did today, to write down some of your visualization that you had today, because we tend to forget a lot. Cheers.